Now, how much technology is too much technology for children? Are there good apps available that can add to your child's knowledge of the world and protect them from harm online? Well, Ciara O'Brien is technology journalist with the Irish Times and has been taking a look. Ciara, you're very welcome.
Good morning.
So, tech, apps, games on all sorts of devices, it is a constant battle. And I say this from experience, and I'm sure you're in the same boat, right?
I am indeed. I have two children who probably know their way around an iPad better than most adults. And there is a kind of a balance and act to be done here, because I think we're kind of past the point now where you can kind of say to kids, no, absolutely no screen time whatsoever. It's not realistic anymore. I don't think it was ever realistic to start with. I mean, I was looking at the guidelines for screen time from the WHO, and they recommend between birth and 2 years of age, they recommend absolutely zero sedentary screen time. So that means, you know, you don't stick your kids in front of a telly or in front of an iPad and just kind of mindlessly watch stuff, which we all know, I'm sorry, with the best will in the world, there is no parent, I think, out there that can honestly say they haven't stuck their child in front of cartoons for 5 minutes at a time just to get something done. You would go absolutely mad if you couldn't. Mm-hmm. That's the reality of it now. But I think that the key thing there is sedentary screen time, because there's a difference between this and active screen time. Now, active screen time would be like your educational apps, because I mean, I'll hold my hands up and say, you know, when I went back to work after my first child, the only way I could get things done in the morning was if she had an iPad that had a, say, like an educational app on it. I used educational apps because it made me feel less guilty about sticking her in front of an iPad. But, you know, the upshot of that is now she's 7 years of age. She can read. She's not people kind of think that if you give your child an iPad, that worst case scenario, they're going to turn into a complete zombie with it. She's not. And it actually helped her in terms of, you know, knowing her letters at an early age.
Okay.
Can I just
glean from your brain, your experience, what apps did you use and do you use for your children? The ones that you would recommend?
So the ones that I would recommend is, there's one called Sago Mini School, which is an educational app. So it teaches kids about nature, about growing plants, about bugs. It brings in stuff like spatial awareness, so you have to fill blocks into things, but it's fun. So, I mean, kids don't realise that they're actually learning these skills while they're doing it, which for an awful lot of children is fairly key. There's another one for that Sago Mini World, which is along the same lines, you know, where they can create different things. And then you can keep an eye on what they're doing because there's a parent app linked to that. Now, there is an Irish company. This is a new one that was set up in the last couple of years called Holotoys. I did a review of their products there in the health and family section a couple of weeks ago. And my four-year-old absolutely loves them, because what it is it uses augmented reality with physical products. So you have a book, or you have stickers, or there's wall decals, and there's an app that goes with it, and you point the app at the picture or at the book and it brings it to life. My four-year-old regularly rocks up with the book and plops in front of me and asks me to turn the app on so he can bring the book to life. And, you know, which is a huge win from my perspective, because the book section of the app will read the book to them while they can kind of interact with the little images on it. So you get there's one on sea life, so you can interact with dolphins and make the dolphins jump and, you know, move around. And he absolutely loves it. And again, it's not sedentary. It's active. Like, he's actively engaging. He's learning about nature. He's learning about pets. He's learning about sea life while he's doing this.
Okay, so that's Holotoys. H-O-L-O and then toys, but spelt T-O-Y. Not with an S, is it?
It's a Z.
Okay.
And the other thing with that is that they're all under about €25, even the most expensive product, which is the wall decals. Everything is under €25. So this is not going to break the bank.
Okay. Now, we're limited for time because we're coming up to news. But I also want to ask you about the various apps that you can put on, or systems you can put on your devices to protect your children. What's the best one? Do they work?
They do work, because look, at the end of the day, you've got to protect your children. The internet is great. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of benefits to it. There's a lot of stuff out there. There's also a lot of bad stuff. And you need to know what your children are doing until they're of an age where they can make that decision for themselves. And for every child, that's going to be different. So what I first say is, you know, talk to your child first, because education can't replace an app. So my 7-year-old knows if she wants to go on YouTube, she has to come and ask me, and there has to be somebody sitting beside her, because you don't know what kind of rabbit hole they're going to go down. If you're at the point where you feel like monitored internet access is your best bet, there are built in restrictions and monitoring on both iOS and Android devices that you can very easily enable. They are free. They're great. They give you a kind of a bird's eye view of what your child is doing. If you want something a bit more, something like Kaspersky's Safe Kids or Norton, they all have parental controls in it. And Vodafone has a secure net kind of internet monitoring and filtering product for its customers that you can enable on their devices, okay, on their internet devices.
Ciara, unfortunately we have to leave it there, but we'll return to this topic soon. Thank you very much indeed, Ciara O'Brien from the Irish Times. We'll take a quick break.